will divide up the papers. Two former Hellraisers. Good evening, this is
Confessions of a Freak,
and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We have a very special episode for you, as many, as some, Oh my god. We're so sorry. Whatever just happened was
really
bad. That
was the worst ever. I'm trying to figure out. Okay, I'm just not going to wear headphones
for now. It's only coming out of one ear for me.
That's good. The WMFO equipment is doing super well. That was fun.
Anyways, so as some may know, Spotify Wrapped came out this week. Woo! Yeah. So I feel like every WMFO DJ is probably doing an episode related to that. We're one of them. And
it broke. Don't fix it.
Well, did you just hear that?
No.
Okay, never mind. Oh,
Something's happening.
In my headphones, I swear. Anyways, we'll sort that out later. Eliza, do you want to tell us a little bit about that last pick?
Yeah, so thought it would be a good place to start my most listened to song of the year. That was Run It Back by Dino Gallo, which Annika and I were estimating we've played like 3 times maybe before today, but you know, it's number one, so we've got to bring
it back.
Shout out
Alston.
Yeah, they are from, or they're in Alston right now. I don't know if they're all from Alston originally, but yeah, Apple Jam booked them last year. They put on like a really amazing show, and now I want to see them again now that I'm like, it was one of those situations where you kind of know the band and then you go see them and then you become a really big fan and then you're like, oh shoot, I wish I had appreciated that more in the moment. But yeah, I want to see them again live sometime soon.
And was this your most listened to song this year?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, so I'm going to cue up my most listened to song after that.
What was it?
It is Reflections After Jane by The Clientele, which we've also played, we being me, have also played like multiple times, I think.
No, that song is so good though. And I remember I found it because you played it, I think last year.
I think it might have been on the episode where I was like trying to like choose songs that you might not know.
Oh.
Like we were doing that one.
That would make sense. Well, it's a really good song. I like it a lot.
It is good. I'm kind of surprised, but also not. Anyways, my best friend from home, Stacia, showed me this song. She's always ahead of the curve. I mean, curve? Why would it be
make
the
a
curve? Why is she out in front of the curve? Like, get back. But no, this album came out in 2000, so obviously she's not that ahead of the curve. But for our generation, I feel like kind of, yeah. Yeah, I feel like Stacia's always... She's not listening. She's at a doctor's appointment, but...
Unacceptable.
Everybody pray for Stacia's knees, please. She showed me this song, and now I really like it, obviously. And in the background, I don't know what people can hear, but I was trying to play Neon Roses by the Technicolors because I thought that the intro sounded similar. Anyways, how about we... finish that up and listen to Reflections After Jane.
Yes.
Yes.
Yay.
Away. Sure, I got all.
Man Oh Man, what a song. What's up, Eliza? Wait, it's really scary not to have headphones on. I feel really, like, unhinged. Wait. Okay. Unplugged. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, we're having issues with the headphones.
Like they're doing some squeaking.
The issue I just had was it was turned up so loud, and it was like Annika was screaming. Very soft spoken Annika, but like to the million trillion.
It's like ASMR.
Yeah.
WMFOA ASMR. Anyways.
That's so real.
We were just listening to Allison by Slowdive off of the album Souvlaki. And I'm really surprised that Eliza doesn't listen to them. I feel like you would be a Slowdive fan. And I mean that as the highest compliment. Such a fan. Maybe we'll play another Slowdive song today. We'll see. This was number 17 on my top songs of the year, but it should have been higher. And
let's talk about that.
And let's talk about that. I'm surprised there wasn't more Slowdive in my top playlist. And Eliza and I were saying, like, well, you started this, so you can talk for yourself. But
it's just, like, Spotify Wrapped feels so inaccurate sometimes, because sometimes you find a song that's, like, changes the course of your life drastically, but you discovered it in, like, mid-November, so it really doesn't make a dent in your Spotify Wrapped. Mm-hmm. And then you're stuck with, like, this one song that you've, like, casually listened to for, like, the full year. Like, you discovered it maybe at the end of last year, and now it's just, like, when you revisit, and all of a sudden, that's your top song? What does it mean to you?
It's horrifying. I'm scared.
And frankly, I'm terrified.
Frankly, and we're all a bit scared here.
Yeah. Shout out to number 17.
Shout out to number 17. Should we find your number 17?
I'll look at it right now.
That would be fun.
If you have anything else you want to say about.
Well, do you feel like Run It Back is the song of the year?
Song of the year? Yeah, I would be willing to give it that title. Okay. I discovered it, like, spring semester of last year. It's been pretty consistently on rotation. I think Dino Gala specifically got me more interested in looking into, like, the local music scene around Boston, and then, like, subsequently around Albany, just, like, getting more into DIY music. And also, that was, like, one of my favorite Apple Jam shows. And now I'm, like, much more involved in Apple Jam, so
I
feel like it's
pretty...
Do you
want to plug the event later?
Oh, yes. I mean, it's not Apple Jam, but I would guess we are, like, WMFO.
I guess we are.
Like... Anyway, yes, there is a show happening tonight for Tufts students hosted by WMFO. Let me see who the lineup is. I think the first group is on at 6:55, which is an interesting... Yeah, 6:55.
Yeah, 6:55.
Interesting start time.
I wish I had sound effects for, like, clapping.
Can we get, a soundboard, like, where you, like, press the buttons and it, like, does stuff?
I can try.
Anyway, it's... Okay, doors at 6:45, and, the last set starts at 9. They don't have an end time, but it's gonna be Honeymoon, Mira, Sideways Staircase, Roman, Plum Island, and Land Urchin. I've heard really good things about all these people, and I will personally vouch for Sideways Staircase, Roman, Plum Island, and Land Urchin, because Apple Jam has booked them before and I've seen them live before, and they're really fantastic. So everybody should pull up to the Crane Room.
Oh, sorry, I'm playing a Squarespace ad.
Oh, sorry, that's my Squarespace ad.
Yay!
Oh, I thought you were, like, playing a live song, and, like, this was the beginning of the recording. I was like, we're just doing a song now. No, this
Everybody,
is awesome.
Let's hear it for WMFO.
Let's go!
Okay, well, that was awesome. Wow, all of them stopped clapping at once.
They're
what
so obedient.
So obedient.
Yes.
Yes.
Anyway, everybody come. It's going to be a cool show, I think. And I think, like, maybe the last, like, big Tufts band collective show of the semester. Because I don't think Apple Jam is doing anything else, and as far as I know, this is the last one for WMFO. So
whoa, semester is coming to a close.
WTF.
WTF.
WMO. MTF. Oh. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, also, before Allison was playing, we were listening to Ugly Brunette by Horse Jumper of Love.
Number two most listened to song of the year.
Meow.
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 Also amazing. I think I found found that song around the same time I found Run It Back by Dino Gala. I feel like Feeble Little Horse occupies like a similar space in my mind. People I found through Apple Jam. Yeah.
Cool. It's good stuff. How about we get back into it? Would you like to introduce the next song?
We're doing the... Yes. Okay. Next song is basically by... I can't say their name at a time like this. You STRFKR. Wow. I love them so much. They really, in the past year, have taken up a much more significant space in my life. I'm kind of surprised they weren't in my most listened to artists this year. But yeah, this song is fantastic. Reminds me a little bit of home. Reminds me of my friends. And it's also just like a good, pleasant, like walking around song, in my opinion. Yeah, so this is basically by STRFKR.
Can we hear it one more time for walking around and friends?
No!
Yay! All right, here's the song.
Thank you. All these people want your covers. I had your mom make up the flyers. You'd be my lover, but for another. I wish I could live a thousand lives, cord and wed a thousand wives, sew the bed with golden lies, turn you to the center of a thousand thighs. Call me when you're feeling down. Call me when he's not around. Call me, let's get out this town. You know I'm down. All the songs you like are southern. I don't know when we'll see each other. You be my lover, another. Listen to the apples in stereo, rock and Pete and Paul and Mario. Trouble and toil, bubble and oil. Grab some potatoes and bring them to boil. Call me when you're feeling down. Call me.
That was You Know I'm Down by Frog, and before that we were listening to I Follow You by Melody's Echo Chamber, which was from my top five. I don't remember what number it was. It was number three. I didn't want to play number two because you know what number two was? No offense, Moses, who I know is not listening, but number two is Agoraphobia by Deer Hunter, which was my number one in 2020. So that's embarrassing a little bit.
Wow. For a song to be number one and then number two 2 years later? That's kind of impressive.
Yeah, the Agoraphobia Return. It's a great song, but like, why did I listen to it so much? Like, I don't have any reason. Like I didn't need
What was the reason?
I didn't need to do that to myself. Mm-hmm. But I do love Deer Hunter. And it's a great song. I just don't know how I did that. That was surprising to me. Anyways, do you have anything you wanted to say about You Know I'm Down?
Yeah, that I don't think it was in my top five, but it was pretty close to the top, despite the fact that I found it like less than a month ago, which I thought was pretty impressive.
How many minutes did you have? Also, minutes reveal.
Oh my god, minutes reveal. Let me see the exact number. I want to say it was... Okay, yeah, 15,959. But you know what I'll say? I would love to see the app I use for audiobooks, Libby. Would love to see a Libby Wrapped, personally.
I want a Libby Wrapped. I love reading Eliza's Goodreads updates. For all those listeners out there, it's really one of the greatest joys of my life.
Wait, can we plug our Goodreads?
Plug our Goodreads? Nobody's going to follow us on Goodreads, yeah, man.
I know. Anyway, everyone should get... I'll just plug the app Goodreads in and of itself.
Yeah, everyone should use Goodreads.
It's fantastic.
I'm on a cone, Goodreads.
But yeah, I'm always... Every time Spotify Wrapped comes out, I'm like, why do my minutes feel low compared to everyone else? And then I remember that I... like, 48 hours of my year are devoted to listening to audiobooks.
That's
as opposed
really
to...
impressive.
Music. Wow. So, I feel... I'm actually curious to know how many minutes I've spent listening to audiobooks this year.
Mm. Do you have a top audiobook?
I was just talking about this. Okay, my favorites from this year were On Earth We're Briefly Gorgeous by Ocean Vuong, who narrated it himself.
Wow.
And it was just any audiobook that's narrated by the author is like automatically gets extra points. That was just like really good. And then Freedom is a Constant Struggle by Angela Davis, also narrated by Angela Davis, was really fantastic as well. Yeah. And I'm listening to one right now. I'm like so close to finishing it. I'm like an hour away.
That's so
It's not.
It's not a joke.
In the grand scheme of things, okay, it's called. It's got a long name. Say Nothing, A True Story of Murder and Memory in Northern Ireland.
Dude, I saw that you added that, and I was like, I need to read that.
It's so good so far. It's like, it's kind of like weirdly advertised. Like, the description of it on Goodreads says that it's about the murder of this woman who was like suspected of being an informant for the British government, and she was like taken out by the IRA. But it's about like way. It's basically just a history of like the IRA, in the kind of from like the 60s to the and beyond. It like covers an insane like period of time and like so much information. It's like super interesting. Would really recommend it.
Go Ireland.
Yes. Yes.
Yay, Ireland. I'm reading right now an Irish book as well. I'm reading The Last September by Elizabeth Bowen, which is about the Troubles in Ireland.
I've been getting into Irish media recently.
Dude, wait, we it's need to really talk good. About this like more off air because yes. I have so much to say.
Wait, everyone should watch Dairy Girls. Everyone should watch
Normal People.
Oh my gosh, I need to. Okay, oh, everyone dude. Should also read another fantastic audiobook actually that I listened to this year, Normal People.
Mm-hmm.
Any book that takes place in Ireland is good because then the narrator usually has the
I
accent.
I love an Irish accent. There's something about it that is just like it's just right. Like
look at Brayden's saying
Brayden, hello, come inside. This is my housemate Brayden. Hey. Say hello. What brings you to these parts?
Hello world. I'm setting up for the WMFO birthday show.
Oh my gosh, we were just plugging this actually, but plug it again.
I'm plugging it again. Come to the birthday show.
Happy birthday, WMFO. But back to Ireland.
I also will recommend Breakfast on Pluto. I watched it over Thanksgiving break. It's a movie. 70s and 80s.
Okay.
About a transgender woman in Ireland. And it's like so good. It's really good.
Another Irish movie I love, Billy Elliot, about a young boy, coming of age of a young boy.
Coming of age.
In Ireland, I think during the time period, the earlier book you're mentioning was talking about, I want to say like in the 70s, but I'm not sure. And he like struggles with like repressed sexuality and like being like becoming this like really insanely talented and famous ballerina.
Whoa.
And it's just like, it's so beautiful and like. I talked about it last time we had a show too. I really like that
I
movie.
I really would love to watch that. I feel like there was something else too. There was one other thing where I was like, why all of a sudden all this Irish stuff is happening?
I could talk about Ireland for days.
Something
man.
Incredibly Irish just happened to me.
Eliza dyes her hair red. She's working her way there.
Okay, I read Diary of an Oxygen Thief, which is a weird, wild book.
Is that
have you read
by
it?
An Irish author?
It's by an anonymous author, but the main character is from Ireland.
What
so
part?
I feel like I wanna say Dublin maybe. Yeah, that's just like I mean, it's kind of like it's not too important part of the book, but I was like, another Irish person.
Another Irish person. Wow, I don't know if people would even. I mean, we probably have like one listener at this point. I'm on shout.
No, everyone wants to.
We have more. We have 10 more listeners than before. Let's
Nobody
keep talking
cares
about Ireland.
Gala.
Nobody wants
cares
to listen
about
to our music. They just want to hear us talk about Ireland. Okay, more about Ireland. the other day, I was like on YouTube. I'm trying to mend my relationship with YouTube these days.
Please elaborate.
Over break, I went through all my my watched later playlists, and I deleted all the ones that I'd watched or that I was not interested in anymore because they're like 2,000. I was like, this
2,000
is giving me like that's crazy. A disgusting, cluttered feeling inside. I need to fix this immediately. And then I did the same thing with my liked videos. On YouTube, and I feel like so much purer
free,
inside.
Liberated.
Like I'm like now I can really engage with YouTube in the way I want to. And I sorted a bunch of videos into different folders. I have like a live music folder, a food and cooking one.
Okay,
it feels good. I like the organization. And anyway, so all this is to say that. I came across a video in my watch later that was how to lilt, do an, like the art of Irish lilting.
What is lilting?
You know, Like, it's like, I don't want to do this.
No, do it, Annika.
You're like, lie to. Like, like, intuitively know how to make music with their mouths, yeah. basically. Mm-hmm. And, like, everybody's, like, born with the ability to lilt and to sing. And it's not something that's, like, taught to you. It's just, like, something that you know. And I thought that was really cool. Go people. Go Ireland.
Go people.
Anyways, yeah. That's all to say. Go Ireland. Another last couple of Irish literature recommendations, because I'm taking an Irish literature class right now.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I must take that.
Everybody should read, if you want, A Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man.
Oh, James I've been meaning Joyce. To read that for so long.
I just reread it. It was really good. Also, if people are interested in the history of the Aran Islands, which are they're like a collection of islands you should read The Aran Islands by John Singh. Mm-hmm. He like has like photographs that he took, and like, I don't know, it's a lot about like oral history and stuff like that, and I think it's pretty cool. And back to Spotify, I can't believe that you had 15,000 minutes. That's so low.
Well, I'm busy with my audiobooks.
No, that's probably healthy and good. Mine was 97,000. That's 715, which is like 10,000 lower than last year.
Really?
So I think that means that I'm becoming a better person, obviously.
Do you want to hear the most insane thing?
Yeah.
I was talking to my friend George, and they told me that one of their friends from home listened to like an insane amount of Coulter Wall. Have you heard of
What's
Coulter?
That?
It's just like I think he's like a folk artist sort of thing, and I was like, how much did they listen to him? Like, I want to say it was like 119,000 minutes.
What?
Of just that one artist.
That's more than all the minutes.
I know.
That's like the amount of our minutes combined.
Yeah, on one artist. And I'll say the one other artist that I saw really dominating people's what's it called, Wrapped.
Yeah.
Ethel Cain. Everyone I know who had Ethel Cain on their top five, it was like every single song was Ethel Cain.
Play an Ethel Cain song?
Yes.
I'm gonna queue up an Ethel Cain song next.
Which one?
The popular one.
The American Teenager. Oh, Crush.
Yeah.
Those honestly are probably both on my Wrapped somewhere, so this is thematically relevant.
Anyways, we should get back into that and do our PSA soon. So here's Crush by Ethel Cain, which is not on either of our top.
Not whatever's. Top five, but it's in there. I think it's
in
there.
The air, it's in the conversation, yeah. Etc.
It's relevant.
Enjoy.
His window's already passed, so he's shooting at the glass, keeping guns in his locker, and he denies it. Like it's actually important, but he likes a shorted watch. I'm showing up wearing black and eating on that. His daddy's on death row, but I'll say it with his chest out. His friends moved out, he hasn't tried coke, but he's always had a problem saying no. His older brother backed a valedictorian. His mother said he's screaming, he should be more like it. Thank you.
That was... Oh, I stopped it a couple of seconds early. I'm sorry. Ready?
That was that.
That was Vernissage by Pisa. Yay. And before that, we were listening to Crush by Ethel Kane. And now, get ready, folks. Eliza has a very, 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 okay. very, very special PSA.
And Annika's going to connect it back
I'm
to
gonna
Ireland.
Connect it.
Yeah,
okay.
Annika's got it. All right, okay. Here it is. What? Why not cover your computer camera?
Okay, I got this.
You have until the end of the PSA to figure out how this relates back to Ireland. Okay, if you have a computer with a webcam and don't use it, why not cover the camera with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. Oh, there's a lot of stuff here.
Well, okay. You could probably say more than me.
So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. You know, you don't want your computer's camera to spy on you.
Like the British were spying on the Irish.
There it is. There it is.
Yeah.
That is really good. Yes, that is our PSA of the day. Don't be like the British.
Don't be like the British ever. Also, the fact that people couldn't go to Market Basket because the royal family was here is really stupid.
Why are they in Somerville?
They're seeing the Celtics, man.
Really?
Yeah, they were at a Celtics game. I don't know if that's the purpose.
Why do you need to go to Somerville to do that?
They're an important team. Not that I care, but anyways. Yeah. So, Ireland. How about it?
Yep.
Should we listen to the next song? Do we have any final thoughts?
I will say everyone should listen to Pisa. I've played them a bunch of times on the show. They were my number 5 most listened to artists this year. Honestly, I just listened to their one album they put out in 2016. I think it's called Cobbler Winter. I looked it up one time. I think it translates to Cabbage Winter, which is awesome.
That is awesome. I like that.
Yeah, it's just a really fantastic punk album, and everyone should check it out.
Yep. Yay!
I
remember last year we played that other piece of song, Alt Sign, like back-to-back, and it has, like, whipping noises.
No, that's right? I think it's Farad Satel.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how you pronounce it, but yeah.
So that song has, like, whipping noises in it, and then... Like, I think immediately after that, or, like, I don't know what order it went in, I played She by Tyler, the Creator, which also has...
We had a bit of, like, a whipping noise theme
really
for some
reason. It's really creepy. We didn't mean to. We're sorry.
Sorry.
Okay, I'm going to play the next song, and then we'll say a little goodbye right before the show ends. I don't know how to say the name of this song because it is in Mandarin. but this is Teresa Tang's hit song. This wasn't in my top 100 and I was upset about it, so I feel like people need to listen to it now. Put it on my queue like 5 times in a row when I was commuting back from the SMFA today, and it was it was the vibe. It gave me chills like multiple times over
let's
my body and I like read the translation. I was like, this is beautiful. Anyways, let's listen to it.
Trees.
That was Teresa Tang singing The Moon, what was it? The Moon Represents My Heart. And this has been Confessions of a Freak, and you were listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tops Freeform Radio. If you can, please check out the WMFO birthday show tonight. It starts, the first set is at 6:55 in
the PM. And doors are 6:45.
And the doors are then. thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you have a lovely evening. We're going to play you out now with Sea Swallow Me by the Cocteau Twins.
Delightful.
All right.
Good night, freaks.
Good night, freaks.